Here we go. And a one. And a two. And welcome to the Tales from the Longbox podcast. This is episode 192. Crap, I hate it when I do that.
Don't do it.
I'm looking. Anyway, episode 192. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 192. Yes,
right.
It is. Right. Spotlight on Marvel Comics. Marvel Superhero Contest of Champions, number one, circa 1982, ladies and gentlemen.
Not Contest of the, just Contest of.
Yeah, Contest of Champions, that's right. I'm Chris Mosby. We'll talk about that title here in a little bit.
I am Caleb Drew.
You're what?
And Caleb. I'm your Fox.
Oh, okay. Cut out a little bit. All right. This is... not all of us are ready to talk about Convergence, and we probably let other people get, you know, their spoilers out of the way anyway. So we decided to talk about... Well, I don't know if you call this the first Convergence or not, but hey, you know, that's good enough. Some people, I mean, usually this is shortened off to just Contest of Champions. There was a sequel later on. This was in Marvel's first, and I like this distinction that the Wikipedia puts it, first published limited series. So apparently they had put other limited series together, but this is the only one that was actually published. June 1982, and right before the podcast, I was mentioning how I have a memory of this issue, buying this, having it bought for me. It was either my mom or my dad, I don't know, was in the hospital for whatever. I'm not sure what it was. I don't remember that, but whoever wasn't in the hospital took me to the gift shop. And my sister was real small by that time because I was, 10, 11 years old? Yeah, I was 10 years old when this came out. And this was in the gift shop back when you could actually get comics in newsstands and everything else. And I saw all those characters on there, and I had to have that. And whichever one wasn't in the hospital, the other parent bought it for me. And it kept me entertained and not... you know, worried about whoever was in the hospital at the time. I can't remember which one is which. I have to think about that. But anyway, I never did be able to track down issue 2, but I did get 3, and it wasn't until years later in trade format that I actually get to read the entire series. I still think I don't have the actual second issue. But this was years before I was really heavy duty into collecting comics, but that's what the memory I have about this particular comic.
Was there only 3 issues?
Yeah. 3 issues was it.
Hmm. Yes. Nowadays it would be a 2-year multi-title.
Oh, absolutely. And it would go into everybody's, titles too. There'd be some, you know, because these characters were basically kidnapped by a godly, you know, champions. Who was it? The Elder of the Universe and Elder of the Universe, the Grandmaster, challenges a hooded female called the Unknown, eventually revealed to be Death, to a game for the life of his fellow Elder, the Collector, which was earlier killed by the Cosmic Being Korvac in the title Avengers. The pair decide to use various superheroes from Earth as pawns. The goal being to collect the 4 pieces of a prize called the Golden Globe of Life. A victory for the Grandmaster's team means the Collector may be resurrected, while a loss indicates the character must remain dead. And it goes into name the teams of each one. We can get into that later if we want to. So, yeah.
I don't know if I remember. I know I picked these up when they were coming out. I just don't. It was at a time when I probably had to go out of my way to get them too. Because 1982, the closest shop would have been a decent bike ride away from home.
Yeah, that was way before I was regularly... I mean, before I could drive, I remember getting my dad to drive me to the comic shop that was like 20 miles away. But I was 15, 16 years old at the time. So, yeah, this was... I was not a regular, you know, traveler to a actual comic shop. So, I did... I don't think I've ever gotten that second issue. This is one of the few... This might be. I'd have to look. Because I had divested myself of a lot of Marvel Comics years ago. But this might be one of the few... Marvel comic series that I actually kept, and I picked up the first hardcover reprint of it, I think, at the last con I went to, Planet Comic Con.
They had a hardcover collection of it? No kidding.
Yes, wow. They did, as a matter of fact. And I can actually show it to you. We'll get to that later. But anyway, yeah, and they put it out in trade later, and it had both series in it. And it said, as it says here, Contest of Champions 2 is a sequel in title only. I can't barely remember. That was like in like two annuals, I think. West Coast it Avengers wasn't... and oh wait, no, it was actually a series by Claremont, Chris Claremont, Phil Jimenez. Excuse me, Oscar Jimenez and Michael Ryan. I didn't even know that existed. I'll be damned.
I was thinking of that West Coast Avengers one as well, where they go back and fight all the dead.
Yeah,
Avengers.
But yes, exactly. And I thought this was actually that was part of this, the original one. And it says Avengers Annual eventually reveals that this was a ruse perpetrated by the Grandmaster as he is able to steal Death's powers and then via another deception forces the entity to banish all elders from her realm, effectively making them immortal.
It was effectively a no-prize story because if we ever got to issue 3 on this, we would see that the writers and editors totally foobarred the ending of this story. So.
Yeah. Although the storyline depicts a tie, and the Grandmaster's team is written as being successful. Death advises that the Collector can only be resurrected if the Grandmaster takes his fellow elder's place in the realm of the dead. Character greeting to the terms, international heroes, blah, 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 debut in the series. Each issue contained a catalog of all featured heroes and was the prototype for the publication official handbook of the Marvel Universe. I remember that. That was what was really cool about it, was at the end you'd have the... who's who type pages, so.
Mm.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and it. Yeah, bibliography. It says that's it. Yeah, the other two, Contest of Champions, volume one, number 1 through 3, and then the annuals, West Coast Avengers Annual 2 and West Avengers Annual number 16. I remember picking those up. Awesome, and they got a. Online game based on it now called Contest of Champions.
Well,
all right.
The one thing I do want to point out is that, you know, all snarkiness aside, I have in fact read Convergence 0 and 1 and a couple of the Convergence issues, the issue 1s of 2, whatever the hell they're doing. It's actually a little more like Secret Wars, but obviously Contest of Champions was the prototype for that as well. Mm-hmm. And it really, I will withhold more comment about Convergence for the moment.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook post. It didn't sound like you enjoyed it. Plan on reading those today.
The Justice League one. I've read 5 of them, I think, now. The Justice League one is the only one that has been, for me, I mean, it's just for me, it has been good.
Okay, we'll see. Looking forward to read them. Well, all right then. Rory, your thoughts on this one?
Right.
He's dumbfounded.
Champions, I don't remember... I think I heard about it, but I don't remember seeing it come out. Like, it must have been out. It's 82, so that's... I have to put it in terms of Legion. So that's, like, early into Levitz's return.
Okay.
So
it all goes back to Legion, doesn't it?
So I would probably. Well, that's how I remember where I was mixing things.
That makes sense.
I think, yeah, I was probably 13. I was probably hitting the comic shop if I was taking the I might have been taking the bus on the Saturdays to go down hit the comic shop, maybe. Anyway, I don't remember seeing Contest of Champions. I remember hearing about it. I don't remember ever seeing it if it was on the stands. I just kind of looked past it. Maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't remember it at all. I've never read it. I have no recollection of it.
Let's see here.
82.
Yeah.
Junior 82 high.
Is it.
Mm-hmm. I was a eighth grader when this came out.
See, I have the trade, but it doesn't. The that includes the annuals, the trade does. Mm. I don't think the hardcover does. They don't even list it on Comic Book DB. I know it exists because I have a copy. Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
You know, mate, since I presented this, should I go through it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Mm. Yeehaw! All right, so we are looking again.
I was trying to remember which one of us did.
It was me. It was my fault. No, no, this is cool. This is cool stuff, actually. I mean, it's not Shakespeare, but it's.
No, and it's not bad 90s comics either.
Nope. It's just fun, goofy superhero stuff. So this was June, as you said, 82, 60-cent cover price, 25p. In the UK, and I guess that they didn't sell it in Canada. Sorry, Murray.
I think we were still on par at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although it wouldn't be long before it jumped to 75 cents.
Yeah, you're right.
That's for us.
No, it was actually probably within a year or two we kicked up to 75 cents here, or 70 cents, and then 75 cents. But anyhow,
here's what the hardcover looks like.
So we are presented with a cover drawn by John Romita Jr., and it looks like Bob Layton is working with him on the cover, and we've got a bunch of heroes staring at us going, with a surprised look on their face, startled, scared.
Written by Mark Grenwald as well.
And a bunch of other artists, writers. We've got a bunch of characters here, mostly Avengers, a few X-Men, a couple of Alpha Flighters,
and
all four of them. All the Fantastic Fours, and
there's several international heroes that were debuted for the first time in this series as well. We'll get to that.
Anyway, yes, they were, and they were. None of them were very stereotyped at all.
Oh, of course not.
And it declares right on the cover, featuring every single superhero on Earth in the greatest battle of all.
Yep.
And it was approved by the Comics Code Authority.
Mm-hmm.
When heroes gather. So on the opening page, we have a splash page with a bunch of headshots of various heroes, most known, a couple new, as Chris pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
The, Shamrock over there in the upper right, who's new. We see Scimitar, I think that's his name, over on the left. Introduced to him later as well.
Very good.
What the hell is his name? Anyhow, the Collective Man.
Collective Man, exactly.
And the guy above him, I don't know. He's Spanish, I think. I don't know. And then the guy to the left, El Peregrin.
Yes.
I think he may have been around. Anyhow, the beginning, somewhere in the cosmos, we have the Grandmaster talking to the hooded figure, the two characters you mentioned earlier, and we agreed that the Earth, having the greatest concentration of super champions in the star sector, shall provide us with our pawns. Agreed. And she got the cool, I don't know if that's on purpose, her word balloon is got a darker circle around it.
Very possible.
Agreed, for mighty must the players be in a contest where the stakes are life and death. Life and death. To Earth, Challenger, let the game begin. And we go to a cool two-page spread. I just want to comment, John Romita Jr.'s style has changed so much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, right, yeah. I never realized it until just now.
I mean, this guy, you know, at first glance, I would have said Perez. No,
I
know. I was thinking that, too. I was thinking Perez, maybe Byrne. Like, it's definitely got that sort of early 80s. I don't know. Maybe that was Marvel's house style, early 80s. I don't know. But I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yep. And as you said, it was written by Grunewald, also Bill Mantlo, poor Bill Mantlo. And Stephen Grant, and script by Bill Mantlo. Pencils, John Romita Jr., inks, Pablo Marcos, letters. Oh my God, I can't read that. Joe, is that Rosen?
I'm trying to find a zoomer.
Anyhow, coloring by Andy somebody and Patricia DeFalco. Assistant art, Bob Layton. And it was edited by Mark Wald and Tom DeFalco.
This was under
Shooter's reign, of course.
Lettering, Joe Rosen, inks, yeah. Pablo Marcos?
Pablo.
Okay,
Pablo.
I can see it now.
Yeah. And we are in the Avengers training room, and we've got my favorite version of Wonder Man with the jacket with the pockets. That was how I was introduced to him. This was also my favorite Avengers gathering.
This might be one of my favorite Marvel comics too. One of my first Marvel comics too, but I don't really remember. I'm sure I had plenty of Spider-Man by that time.
We've got Blue Monkey Beast. We have Scarlet Witch. Iron Man and Vision jogging across.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it?
Raised jogging platform, Captain America doing the splits under the Beast, or the Beast is splitting under the... And for some reason, Wasp is doing gymnastics. And the Beast is bugging everyone while they're trying to work out. He's a Beast. And it says, the Wasp, we won't keep having these little get-togethers for our favorite former members if you can't learn to behave. I guess you're getting a little rusty now that you're no longer a regular. Rusty? Me? Ha! I'll make you a deal. If I can go against all six of you for 1 minute, will you apologize and come upstairs and party with me? You're on, Avenger, says Iron Man, and Wonder Man tries to grab him. I've got him. Whoops! And they all try and grab him, and he's just bouncing around in classic Beast monkey style, or Spider-Man-ish. And he lands on a pad, and he's come on, group, a little teamwork, please. You're fast and you're agile, Hank. There's no denying that. And then there's a glow around them. Yet no one individual can stand against Earth's mightiest hero, says Wonder Man. And uh-oh. And they bamf away and got him, but something else has got us! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. And with the merest ripple of the fabric of space, the mighty Avengers vanish. Meanwhile, above the Arctic Circle, on the frozen isle of Novaya Semlya, we have the Red Ghost.
It's in Europe somewhere.
Yes. I don't think so.
It says above the Arctic Circle. My bad. The North Pole.
It's Santa's house.
Yes.
And there's a guy in a jolly red suit with white hair.
What do you know? That's the 90s dark version of Santa.
That's right.
Everybody's dark in the 90s.
Oh, ho, ho. No, it is the Red Ghost, and he is planning some nefarious scheme against Moscow and then crash the Soviet super soldiers. And by the way, and in each panel they introduce who everyone is. Everyone gets a little, hey, you're so and so, and he's on Lenin's beard, Dark Star, Crimson Dynamo, Vanguard, and Ursa Major.
And while he's singing out their names, they beat the crap out of him. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, he goes out. They try and shoot him because as they do, and they versus monkeys. Oh, there they
are.
Yeah,
I know. No, I was very disappointed that we didn't see the trained monkeys.
That's always the best part of the Red Ghost. And they keep trying to catch him, and they're shooting him with their various powers. We get power demonstrations from all of the Soviet super soldiers, and finally Dark Star catches him with her dark force. Hard, numbing cold, clutching at my very soul. Have mercy, woman, mercy! Crimson Dynamo, as much mercy as you would have shown our helpless citizenry, Ghost. Ursa Major, use your great strength. Seize him at once, Dark Star. Comrade, suddenly a strange glow embraces us all. What trick is this, Red Ghost? And they bamf away. Eh, was no trick of my doing. The super soldiers have vanished. And that is the laziest panel in the history of comic books.
Yep. It's pretty single, lazy.
Single figure in a white panel. It's very, I think, John Byrne-ish.
Ouch. Oh,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe late, John Byrne.
Yeah. No. Come on, Murray. Even you as a John Byrne fan admit that every once in a while he does these very empty panels with just a very smidgen of drawing of a person. Or don't. You don't have to.
Sure he does.
Are you going to admit it?
Yeah. This was when Byrne was drawing. This is when Byrne was drawing the Fantastic Four, wasn't it?
It might have been.
82.
I was trying to think that when I was reading through it, like, was he on Alpha Flight at point two?
In 82?
I don't have back to the Googler.
That's a good question.
Anyhow, so then we switch scenes.
That might be too soon.
I think it is. I think it's either. I think it's Fantastic Four time, but that's just me.
Well, I'm gonna check. You gibber.
Yep.
Gibber jabber. I'm good at that. And we switch over to a hoity-toity dinner.
Find out what came out about the same time, right?
Fantastic Four are being honored at some association thing, and again, they are all introduced very ham-handedly, and they want to get the heck out of there. The thing and the Human Torch are being infantile, and Sue Storm is telling them they're being infantile, and then they get bamfed away. Boom! Oh my word, the Fantastic Four are gone, and I haven't even served the raspberry mousse.
Let's see. The exact same month that this came out, Fantastic Four number 243 came out. Writer with John Byrne, penciler John Byrne, inker John Byrne, colorist some other person, Glynis Wine. Mean. Jim Shooter and Jim Selleck were the editors, and the cover was Byrne as well, and it's got a picture of Galactus on there. Everyone versus Galactus. Need me say more?
And that's the issue just before that he saves Galactus' life, and that leads into other storylines.
Yes. It's been reprinted in several different things, it looks like.
It's a year before where Alpha Flight got their series.
Yep, so there you go. That came out the exact same time. Fury of Firestorm number 1 also came out the exact same time as this.
Which series? Fury of Firestorm, you said?
The very first one, yes.
Okay. Then we switch over, we go back north up to Canada, and the Alpha Flight crew are zipping around in some very cool little ship. And they all look incredibly bored. And even Aurora is so bored that she's reading, which is unheard of for her.
She's so out of character in this appearance. Well, that's what I was thinking when I read it. But if this is before her series, I don't know what her character... was she in the X?
Whoa, you're breaking up, dude.
Yeah, you're cutting.
I don't know. I don't know if she had a character before that. You know what I mean?
I don't know either.
I'm breaking up.
No, you're good now.
You're chopping in and out. Let's see.
All right. So they're all
X-Men was issue 158. Rogue hadn't joined the team yet.
That would be who would be doing the art at that point? That would be Smith? Is that Smith?
Actually, Dave Cockrum.
Oh, Cockrum, okay. Wow, that long ago. Okay, whew. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, uncharacteristically, the X-Men only get a panel.
I know. Ooh, crazy.
One old panel for him, huh? Wow. Yeah, you're right.
They get vamped away. There's only five of them. This is,
Yeah, they're a toned-down version.
Gracious. They get vamped away from the Danger Room.
Spider-Man got one panel.
We get Power Man and Iron Fist get vamped away as they are trying to take down some white honky trash. Yeah.
That's funny.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And looks like Spider-Man is climbing up the side of the Marvel Comics building, and he gets bamped away. And Dazzler is being girl-goggled by in-costume Hellcat and Valkyrie.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting, too.
It's again, I realize they got to squeeze everybody in, but showing up in costume to a concert seems a little...
Just a tad odd, isn't it?
It is, and she's drinking some sort of cocktail, which probably cost her a lot of money. And she disappears, too. They all bamf away, and Daredevil and Moon Knight bamf away. And I like this. Hey, Daredevil, suddenly there's a red glow surrounding us. Being blind, I can't see what Moon Knight's referring to, but definitely feel something strange. And we get the Savage Land with Kazar and Shayna, and she's overdressed.
Slightly.
And he as well. And Doctor Strange.
Almost a one piece.
Oh, it really is. There's no belly button.
It's a small slit in the middle, isn't it? Interesting.
And Doctor Strange is hanging out with... Well, they really are squeezing everybody in because they're devil slayers in here. I don't think we've ever seen him again.
I don't think so either.
Spider-Woman... Machine Man, Jack of Hearts, and Quasar are doing something. I don't know what they're doing. Oh, but it mentions Project Pegasus, so of course that I should have known. Duh. And we have Hulk versus Doc Samson. Doc Samson being one of my favorite supporting characters, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good character.
Insane. And then the Eternals... who I didn't know they were based on Earth. I had no idea, actually.
They might have been at that time.
I thought they were off Earth. And, oh my God, it keeps going. Son of Satan, hey, pulls him from hell. Thor's cruising around. Even Red Wolf and Sunfire. And for some reason, Captain Britain is riding bareback on this guy's horse, Black Knight's horse. Huh. He looks a little... Never mind. Anyhow,
yeah.
Got the Inhumans, and they're all just standing around posing.
They just happen to be standing there. Now in France...
Look at Karnak. He's totally posing.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. I have a bicep, and here it is.
That's awesome.
And Quicksilver even took time to hug...
Being a little possessive of her, as usual.
First of all, and they are whipped out from under their dog's nose. What? They didn't take Lockjaw?
Oh, were they? They didn't?
And then we have Peregrine. These are the new heroes, I think. Peregrine from France. Talisman from Australia. Mm-hmm. It's Argentinian. Defensor.
That's right.
Then we have, of course, Shamrock from Ireland. Shocking. Sabra from Israel. We have the Collective Man, thank you very much, from China. It's the Arabian Knight. It was not Scimitar. My bad.
Yeah, there is a character named Scimitar, I think, but I don't know if it's in this series or not.
I think he was an X-Men villain or something. And Blitzkrieg from Germany, who, of course, has electrical powers. God, they were not trying that hard, were they? Okay.
No, they weren't. Mein Gott! Oh, sorry.
And then we have the panel that they have to do for all of these big collective crossovers where everybody is in one big room. And
You know, I would pay money to have this done by Perez. This very panel, just to see what it would look like.
I would like to see it at WonderCon. Have a bunch of cosplayers all dressed up.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I mean, I don't know how they do the flying characters, but have them up on a balcony or something like that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And the Beast is all, hey, where the heck are we? And what is this? I might as well read this. Thus it comes to pass that for each and every superpowered hero, the myriad nations of the earth, there is a moment when time itself seems to stop as they are snatched from their endeavors to reappear here, assembled in a vast arena, uttering in a multiplicity of languages the single question that is in every mind. Hey, what where the heck are we?
I'm gonna miss my programs.
For some reason, the Falcon is rubbing his eyes.
He's crying. He's having a little sob. Where's my
sweet Christmas? Oh, sorry, that's a different character, isn't it?
Wrong black guy. But then we see some of the other heroes that we hadn't seen before. We got Gargoyle over there. We have Namor.
Is everybody looking up? Most everybody's looking up. Is that just me, or are they just agape in general?
They're just agape in general.
Okay.
We have Werewolf by Night over there on the left-hand side.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. It's like...
I think who else is? Yep, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Ant-Man, Colossus. No, I saw Colossus earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyhow. The rest of the heroes that we didn't see before, we now see here and there and everywhere. And then Thor drops down and he starts talking to Icarus from the Eternals. I don't know where the heck we are. And we have, of course, the confrontation between Wolverine and Alpha Flight. And he, of course, thinks that this is all caused by them, even though every freaking character in the whole... Anyhow. And we have the confrontation between the two hairy heroes and the ultra-right-wing version of Iron Man confronting the communists over there.
On. You're not going to comment on the Beast and Sasquatch meeting? That's a hilarious little panel.
Two hairy heroes.
They call me sir. I love that.
Sorry. My bad. Okay. No. So, Beast, are you one of... You are one of Earth's mightiest heroes, you're Sasquatch, huh? Do they call you Bigfoot for short? No, they call me Sir.
But right.
Now, I remember
hilarious.
Not understanding what the deal was between Shamrock and and Captain Britain. I might have asked one of my parents what the deal was there. It seems like
a lot of tension back then. Mm-hmm. You wear the emblem of Great Britain, and you the Green of Ireland. Shamrock and Captain Britain divided by their countries. Enmity? Eye each other.
Got it.
Yeah,
suspiciously. And then we have a rekindled romance between Iceman and Darkstar from their times in the Champions. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And it says story right there, Caleb. Duh. Hello, Darkstar. It's been a long time since you left the Champions. Oh, I like your new costume. Thank you, Iceman. I've thought of you often and fondly since then. That is a horror moment.
Yes.
He looks more like that character from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Martin X, exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Sure.
That's a bad look.
Yeah.
He needs to be bent down.
Yeah. I'm sure she got the cold shoulder. Sorry.
He's going to be blue-balling it later.
Oh! Okay.
All right, others in the vast arena meet and discover they share a common bond. Most humans shrink from the idea of awareness in a machine vision, even superhumans. Yes, among mutants, monsters, and man-gods, we artificial life forms are still the least accepted. Ah,
really? Glad. Wah, wah, wah.
I don't know, I think androids are more accepted than mutants, really.
Yeah, I would agree on that. Hey, oh, there's Kitty Pryde. And you see, you are Peter Rasputin from Ust-Urdzgiti Collective Farm in Siberia. Why do you not return and let your power serve the state, Colossus? Perhaps I feel I best serve the motherland by serving the world as an X-Man. And we, oh, who's it? Texas Tornado? What is that his name?
Yeah, that's his name back behind him, man.
We're also or from
Twister,
that.
Maybe.
Oh yes, Texas Twister from the Project Pegasus storyline.
Uh-huh.
Good one. And Black Panther, Captain America. One moment I'm amongst the subjects of Wakanda, and the next found you here with the rest of us, Panther. Which of our enemies has the power to do this? And the only two wall crawler characters at that time meet up. And now there's 15 of them, by the way. So we meet again, wall crawler. It must be Kismet, wall crawler. And then the Son of Satan and Dr. Druid have a moment. They look like they're going to kiss.
Oh, baby, I want you. No, I want you.
I like your hair. No, subtext. I like your little horny things coming off your hair there. That's really cool. Whatever. And then the bunch of characters are comparing their swords. The power of the Ebony Blade is mystic in origin, Arabian Knight. As is mine, Black Knight. We must test our metal someday, eh? While I, Defense, are going to battle behind my gleaming golden shield. The water characters. Yes, it's not, again, I think I said earlier, it's not Shakespeare.
Oh, okay? Hell no.
It's not Twain. It's
not
more
much
Charles.
Of anything, really.
It's
just it's just cheesy goodness is what it is, man.
It is fanboy wonk, very much. And then we have the water characters, Stingray, Namor, and what is his name? The water guy from Inhumans?
Triton.
Mermaid Man? No.
Triton.
Triton, yes. Sorry.
Triton.
Lagoon Boy? No, that's not it.
Triton.
Triton. Gotcha, sorry.
Triton. Nothing as yet. I shall query Doctor Strange. And in flies Human Torch. It looks as if every hero on Earth is here, Ben. I had no idea there were so many of us. What should we do? Asked Quasar. I don't know. Sell superhero convention t-shirts? Hey, Torchy. This is my other junior pal, Quasar. Pleased to meet you. God.
I just remembered. I picked up a hardcover of the Thing, Project Pegasus, at the con.
Well, they have that hardcover? I have the paperback. I'd love.
Yes, Red. It is. It was. I got it for $5.
Wow. Was it Grunewald who wrote? I know Perez drew it, but I can't remember the Grunewald.
No, Michelin. Oh, wait, maybe it was. It says both on there. I don't have it on me right at the top of my head here. Let me look. No.
And thus proving, and then we have another panel proving that if you have mental powers, you probably are going to be bald.
Yes.
Dragon and Professor Xavier. And then we get a shot outside of the Los Angeles Forum.
Oh, is that what that is?
It could be. That's where I used to see concerts when I was a kid. It looks just like it. So.
Oh, okay.
In Earth's orbit, to be precise, but who built it and brought us here is beyond even my cognizance, Moondragon. Cognizance. Talking about it.
Yes, such large words.
Somebody brought us here all here together. But who? All the black characters. Oh, God. How? All right.
Yeah, they all are right there, aren't they?
We got all five black characters, except for Storm. Where is Storm?
She's over there on the other side of the Cyclops, probably.
She's at the back of the room. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Man, you all were thinking it. Anyhow. and there's Hercules. Cool.
Hercules. Sorry.
I've never even seen that movie, and I know the quote. So.
No, it's pretty well known, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that the Illuminati down there at the bottom? Now you think about it, is that
what
the Marvel's Illuminati that they called it, whatever? The smart people all got together. Oh wait, no, Doctor Strange.
Oh, the Illuminati. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Dr. Strange is part of it, I think.
Was he one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Okay, so yeah, maybe there's your first start of it right there.
That's right.
Maybe Bendis has referred to this. I would have to go grab those early issues with the Illuminati and see if this is mentioned. And then we have Shayna's butt, and we have and there's a Mockingbird shot.
Her hair is just not good, though. It's flat.
And then we got the red glow again. Not near Charles Xavier, here, and from it, a thought entering all our minds at once. What awesome power is this at work? And then we have the Invisible Woman version of the Game Master and the other. My power, heroes of Earth, the power to transcend time and space, the power that raises the dead and lays low the living, the power of the greatest ultimate gamesman, the Grand Master.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, they did do that with her lettering. It is.
Yeah, it is. It's extra thick border on there.
Yep. They're going to have a tournament. A game? You mean you brought us all here to play a game, asks the Beast. Exactly. And as the inertia glow holds you paralyzed before it's not all held, going, all?
Uh-huh.
And who have we got there? We've got
3D Man.
And the Wizard.
A female Captain Universe.
Red Wolf, Jack of Hearts, and
Hercules. Oh, sorry.
And then they're floating above them, and he says, "So too does it hold your world in thrall. By drawing upon all the power of the elders of the universe, we have placed every living being on your planet in state of suspended animation. If you refuse to play our game, we shall not release your planet. If you do play, Earth will be freed at game's end. The rules of the game are these. Four objects, quarters of the gleaming golden globe of life, will be hidden at the four corners of the earth. My faceless opponent and I will each choose 12 champions to seek out the objects. Which of us amasses the most pieces wins, and if I win, I will be granted the power to restore life to my brother the collector." Even though earlier, he says he has the power to raise the dead.
That's weird, isn't it?
Earlier.
Very strange.
Like myself, my brother was an immortal, one of the elders, cursed with the gift of prophecy. He foresaw the coming of a great evil and thus set about collecting those whose superpowers and abilities might oppose that dark day. And we have a flashback to the original, or maybe not the original, but an early appearance of the Collector with Wonder Man, Yellowjacket, Hercules, Black Widow, Captain America. Not the strongest grouping of Avengers. Anyhow.
No, not really.
But the Collector was discovered and slain. His murderer was the man god Korvac. The Korvac Saga.
I don't think I've ever read that.
It's actually really cool. It was my first Avengers story.
I'll have to track that down.
And even I, who hold the power of life and death, cannot restore life to him. Oh, hey, he explained what I had a problem with just a few panels ago. Mm-hmm. And his head got really, really big.
Yeah, that's a large forehead.
He looks like that one in the Star Trek episode.
Yes, the Talosians.
Yes. They would show him at the end of the credits.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Thus, I sought out the entity who, at my side, for reasons of her own, chooses to remain nameless. Yet the unknown is the eldest of the elders. If anyone can return the Collector to life, she can. So he challenged her to a game, and they're gonna choose their sides. And we start off with, of course, choosing Captain America.
You know, this would be an interesting Marvel movie, would it not?
It could still happen.
I can see it.
And he promises never to use Earth on pawns again. And then the other picks Vanguard and then Talisman. I cannot escape my phasing into dream time. Who's crashing around out there?
It's Murray.
All right. Then Iron Man gets chosen. And then we see our two teams on the...
Oh, make me mute you.
Jesus. What's going on there?
The dog is running around the basement.
Oh, okay.
I figured it was an animal of some sort. But...
I couldn't tell. I thought you were like, I don't know what you were doing. But anyway, continue.
We've got on the Grandmaster side, we've got Captain America Talisman, Darkstar, Wolverine, Captain Britain, Defensor, Sasquatch, She-Hulk, Daredevil, the Belgren.
Might as well call them red shirts.
And Blitzkrieg. And on the other side, we've got Iron Man, Vanguard, Shamrock, Iron Fist, Storm, Arabian, Angel, Sabra, Invisible Woman, Black Panther, Sunfire, and the Collective Man. And they've got their players.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
And we have a who's who. Wow. Jiminy Christmas.
On and on.
A through A. Or actually, we have. Oops. Take them back here. Sorry. We have Acro Year, whoever the hell that is, all the way up through Karnak.
Oh, yeah. Alien born in the microversion world of Spartak, possessing super strength and wielding an energy sword, current member of the Micronauts.
Mm-hmm.
We did not see in this little...
El Aguila, Spanish mutant with the ability to shoot bioelectric energy when in contact with metal, carries a sword. First appearance, Power Man Iron Fist number 58.
And it's interesting. Actually, some of these new, quote-unquote, new characters did appear earlier places. Like Arabian Knight was first appeared in the Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Who else? Got Bug, Brother Voodoo. Collective Man. Ah, there you go. Collective Man, first appearance. Contest of Champions number one.
Defensor, his first place was here. Oh, they even got Drax here. Awesome. Anyhow, that is the prototype for these types of huge every hero in the universe teaming up stories. It's not the first miniseries, but it was Marvel's first. The
yes,
first one
exactly.
was, in fact, come on, anybody, what was the first one?
Oh, come on. It was a crisis.
Wrong.
No.
Was it?
I think it was Legends of the... Batman or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, that was way before that.
Nope. Legend of the Batman was the first miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Because a lot of people claim that this was, and then that, then people went, no.
I knew it was the first Marvel one, but I really wasn't sure.
Yep.
DC beat him.
And I think it was a John Byrne, I think, was on that one.
He was on it for a little bit.
Wait a minute. Well, hold it. According to Wikipedia, it was the World of Krypton miniseries from 1979.
Ooh, did that come up first? Oh, man. Maybe it did.
Well, regardless, DC did it first.
Huh.
Yeah.
And then they had Secrets of Batman, and then Secrets of the Legion. Okay, but let's look at those two teams. Those two teams are so mismatched.
Oh, what? The ones that the... Yeah, it's like one went for power, and the other one... because they're really... Iron Man's are probably their biggest deaths... You know, spoilers. Iron Man's probably the biggest hitter on that side.
There's no comparison. You got Captain America, She-Hulk, Thing, Wolverine, Sasquatch on one side, Daredevil, and then you've got Iron Man and the Invisible Woman, and Black Panther.
Oh, come on, Storm.
Vanguard's no slouch. He was their Thor.
Yeah.
No, there's no comparison.
No, you're right. At least in terms of just pure outstrike, I mean, Captain Britain alone could take out most of that other side.
I would agree.
So, and Defensor, you know, I don't want to give him short shrift here. he's got the golden shield.
True.
Anyhow, it is quite the unbalanced. Now, if you were going to have a contest where one team has to gather more parts of something than the other, would you have it an even number of parts or an odd number of parts? Just asking.
Yeah, that's a good question, because they do...
They got to capture
equal,
four
it's four equal
pieces, right?
Yeah, it was four equal parts of a sphere. That does leave a possibility of a tie. When Kurt Busiek, he did the same kind of thing in the Avenger JLA versus Avengers.
Six.
Yeah. And it was the Grandmaster again at that point.
Yes, he borrowed heavily from this story.
I know why I never thought of that before until just like a few seconds ago. I was like, wait a minute. Wait a second.
And I think the globe of whatever is one of the objects in...
It probably is the globe of life.
It would not surprise me if that was one of the Marvel objects in that story.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I'd have to get that out and look. But yeah, well, that story was done a whole lot better than this one, obviously.
Well, first of all, he had four extra huge issues to write that story. So.
This is true.
And he did not have some fresh out of high school kid drawing it, which I would imagine if we were to look at John Romita Jr.'s age, he was not that old when he drew this.
Yeah, I would imagine you're right, yeah.
Perez was very seasoned when he did JLA Avengers.
What do we got here? Six items for DC Universe, Spear of Destiny, Book of Eternity, the Orb of Ra, Ultimate Nullifier, the Evil Eye of Avalon, the Wand of Watoom, the Casket of Ancient Winners, the Cosmic Cube, and the Infinity Gauntlet. I bet you the Evil Eye of Avalon looks like that.
Goodness gracious, they did not use it. I'm surprised.
I am too, because I could have swore there was something like that, but it just probably looked like it.
Anyhow.
Orb of Ra, I don't know, Psycho Pirates, Medusa Mask, The Bell, The Jern, Wheel of Demons 3, Green Lantern Power Battery.
Well, again, not to knock Convergence too hard. It's not setting my world on fire, and I was immediately reminded of this, as well as Secret Wars, when I was reading it.
Yeah. Well, they obviously took from Secret Wars to do it. I mean, it's so obvious.
And I don't have a problem, honestly. And again, I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent here. No, I really don't. I don't have a problem with a publisher like basically redoing the same story or even stealing material from another story, even if it's from another company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
I'm just
true.
I'm just not having been enjoying the Convergence so far. And it's early. It's two issues in. I've only read a couple of the one shots or the part one of the two shots, whatever they're calling them. I'm having difficulty with it so far.
Well, all right, I'm looking forward to read it. See what the deal is.
I'm really selling it hard.
Yeah, you are. You're selling the crap out of it, dude. The crap out of it. Look at the time. Man, that was fast. Man. We cleaned the crap out of this house. I don't know if you've seen the pictures on Facebook. Man.
So real quick, I just want to get back to this real quick. Murray, you've read this before, right?
No, Contest of Champions? Never. This is my first reading.
Oh, crap. Well, let me fix that. For you,
it'll take you all of 20 minutes to read the next two issues.
Yes,
it
is. I happen to have the others, and I will make sure that you have copies, sir.
Take a moment. Next time you have a bathroom break or something like that, this is.
I have the second one too. Apparently.
Oh, good.
Well, there we go.
Don't waste your time.
I'm not. It's been a while since I read this one. I'm probably going to check them out again.
Yeah, and again, it'll take you 20 minutes to read the next two issues. And
yeah, there's a lot of
it's just fun stuff, but it's Anyhow, enjoy if you get a chance to read the next two, Murray. It's worth it just for the historical significance of this series.
Yeah, that I would agree. I would have to agree with that. It definitely is just for that. So.
Cool. Well, I totally will.
All right.
I liked the first part. It was a good setup.
The 80s versions of all these characters. I mean, these are the ones that we all grew up with.
Oh, absolutely, so. Yeah. Absolutely.
These are our X-Men. These are our Avengers. These are our Eternals. Okay, maybe not our Eternals, but somebody's Eternals.
Yeah, they're not. I don't think I even knew who the hell they were at the time. So.
Anyhow, I'm done. I've made my commentary.
No, that's good.
Go read Convergence.
We've done it.
Go read Convergence. Have your own opinion on it, whatever.
No, that's cool, man. Holy crap. I'm sorry. Oh, I almost made it through the whole thing without a yawn. It's been a long day already. Anyway, that's about it for this week. And so if you want to send us an email, you can do it at podcast@longbox.com. Or you can join us on the Facebook pagey and see what's going on there. And comment on the actual episodes. Yeah, that was the other thing. Yeah, that's about it here. So go watch Daredevil. I need to take a couple days off and catch up on my binge watching. I've got a lot of stuff built up. And that's it for this week.
There are people out there who've watched all 13 freaking episodes already. The thing's been on. Thing's been available for like 36 hours. They've already watched all 13.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand why Netflix would just push them all out at once. Why not have them come out weekly like everything else? I don't know.
Because they're awesome.
Well, that's true. Did you hear about Game of Thrones? First four episodes have already leaked online.
Oh, I guess we'll all be after we get log off here.
Yeah, yeah. anyway, that's about it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Alrighty. And we're out.